Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
The following is a paid program.
All right. Good Saturday afternoon, everybody. And it is. It's not even good. It's a great Saturday afternoon. And boy, is it nice and sunny out today, finally. We got some great looking weather out there, hopefully for Cardinals and for the Blues too, although they're inside. Let's you know, cheer those Blues on for their big win they need today. But for right now, this hour, I am Rich Orris, your host of Right at Home with Rich, and I am here for the next hour to, well, my job is to kind of deliver what's best for you, for your home. I'm your man. I'm your go-to guy for all things remodeling. Every Saturday, 1 hour, you can get in on the conversation, get in on the topics with me. Give me a call, 314-241-9797. Love to have you a part of the show today. And for those of you that don't know, I'm Rich Orris. I am a senior sales consultant for Mosby Building Arts, a what I consider large, full-service design, build, remodeling company. We do everything residential under the sun, and we kind of help everybody during the week. Now we want to help everybody for 1 hour right here on Saturday. So, and I do want to remind everybody, as always, we have our Stephanina's gift card giveaway. So one lucky caller will win a $25 Stephanina's gift card. It will get you a really good dinner for two, you know, Italian or pizzeria. I'm telling you, their Steph special pizza is absolutely to die for. If you haven't had it, get that gift card and go try it. It is the best pizza in St. Louis. So all you got to do is, when you call in, leave a phone number where we can reach you at. Ask me a question on the air at the end of the show. We'll pick one lucky caller, and they will win that gift card. We'll contact you next week, get your information, and just mail it right out to you. So very easy to do. And today, for today's topics, I got a really good one for you today. I got a really great conversation I'm going to be having with my guest today. He is my countertop guru, my go-to guy, Matt Nix from Stone Trends is with us today. We'll be talking all things countertops, Cambria, quartz, all the, just some great things we can get over. And in the middle of the show, you're going to want to stick through that. We can answer all your countertop questions here, but today we can also answer what's good for you when, if you're worried about the radiation with the radon, the things like that in the natural stone. I know everybody's heard about it, and there's a lot of different things out there when you look online about it. We can give you your answer for that today if you have a concern with that. So that is my hack for today in the middle of the show. I will give out the answer to that, hopefully with a little help from Matt Hicks with me today. So if you have anything countertop related, I've got the expert here for you today. Give us a call, ask your countertop questions. We will be able to answer anything you have. 314-241-9797. 241-9797. So I want to get right into this with Matt because I'm so excited to go over this. So, Matt, I appreciate you coming on. How are you doing this afternoon?
Oh, doing great. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. Thanks for coming in, and thanks for coming on. And, you know, as always, Matt and Stone Trends is a trade partner of Mosby Building Arts that, you know, we use for our quartz Cambria countertops that we do, and we do a lot of kitchens. We do a lot of really, really cool things. And I got to tell you, Matt, you guys really help us out with the vision and doing some of these really, really cool things in these kitchens, because the countertops play such a huge role in not just color, but how you do them, doing a waterfall side, doing all these different ways that you can do countertops. It is simply amazing, and in helping with the style and all that. So, one, I really appreciate your guys' help with that. Mm-hmm. You do a wonderful, wonderful job for us, and we really appreciate that. And but for you guys, you also do countertops. So
we do.
I completely get what happens with us, and we work together all the time, and the relationship and how good everything is, you know, between us and getting jobs done well and working together. But so clients can just come into your guys' shop and just pick stuff out. You got a great showroom, and they can just get new countertops from you guys, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So if you're not into that whole, you know, remodel my kitchen, do everything through the whole thing like Mosby style, and us working together with them is just, hey, I'd like some new countertops. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you help me? What can you do for me? So how can you help clients out with that? And what are some of the things you guys maybe do a little differently in helping and selecting and getting through that process?
Well, generally when a customer comes in, first of all, I want to establish what the scope of the work is, whether they do just want a countertop, whether they want new cabinets, new flooring, basically the top to bottom. Once we kind of know that, we also want to know exactly what they're looking to do, whether it's a cabinet plan, whether it's a hand-drawn plan, their existing tops, these kinds of things. Then we kind of want to move over more towards what they're looking to replace their countertop with. We do sell Cambria, and we do definitely touch on the advantages of the Cambria product. Cambria has over 180 different designs, so there's quite a bit to go through. So we'll show them around the showroom, essentially show them the different applications that we have within there, and then we also have a full gallery of slabs on display, so we can not just show them what's just on a sample, but also what's in a full slab. And depending on the design that we select for them, we could also show them how that would relate to their project. So we've been in business over 40 years making countertops, and we are a family-owned company, veteran-owned company.
Yeah, I was going to bring that up. I want to talk about that, too, a little bit later. Okay. For sure, because I read through some of that stuff, and I think that is absolutely fabulous. And I saw the 1971, which,
yeah,
it kind of marks my age, because that was actually the year I was born. So yeah, been putting in countertops for an awfully long time.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. And we've been doing stonework since the early 2000s. So we also do not just residential. We do a lot of commercial work, not just here in this building here.
Yeah.
But all around downtown and all through the valley. And all through the metro area.
Nice. Yeah. Yeah. And so what Matt was referring to for everybody is we actually saw some product in this studio, in the building anyway, of what they do in this building. And he's kind of like, oh, wow, cool. I was like, yeah, that's awesome. That, yep. You know, you kind of see it everywhere you go, which, you know, kind of brings up that leaving the legacy and products that last a long time and that veteran owned and all that good stuff, mm-hmm. that, you know, we're all such a big part of, you know, throughout this industry and what we're trying to do and everything. So I definitely want to get into that veteran-owned thing, because there were some good stories there for sure, with the owner and everything. Mm-hmm. And I want to tell Janie, we'll get to your question when we return from our break, and we will get into more countertop stuff with Matt. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. Right. We are back, and we are just racing through this. As always, got Matt Nix with Stone Trends with me here today. My countertop genius guru guy here that can all things countertop. We have it for you. We'd love to hear from you. 314-241-9797. Give us a shout. And speaking of the phones, I'm gonna jump on the line here to is it Jeannie? Do you have a cabinet facing question?
Well, my name is Janine, but
Okay, sorry.
Mispronounces it.
Yeah.
I have my kitchen. My husband and I want to get partially redone. We have a nice floor that we like. We like the plan of the kitchen. The cabinets themselves are in good shape. Other than we want to update, you know, the fronts and all of that, as well as put a stone countertop on the cabinets. So mm-hmm. Is that something that you're person that you're interviewing, his company does that, and I also would like to know I know there's several different kinds of stone that cost several different amounts of money, and I just want to know what the differences are, whether it's just, you know, cosmetic and what you like, or whether there's actually some wearability and durability issues.
Yeah, so as far as the cabinet refacing, Stone Trends doesn't do that directly. At Mosby Building Arts, we've got some pretty strong opinions on some of that stuff just because of lasting value and timeline. And you know, we like to have some real serious conversations about how long or do you plan on living in your home? How long, you know, what kind of lasting value and longevity do you want out of certain products? And so our thing with cabinet refacing, and we've done it, we've done some, and I did one a couple years ago, and it was primarily because we were redoing a bar, and the home was probably only 4 years old, and the cabinets were truly good wood cabinets in great condition. So we refaced the cabinets at the bar, and then the cabinets that we added in front of the bar to make the bar bigger were new, of course, and we refaced a match. So it's something that can be done. It's something that can have a decent amount of longevity if all the stars align with your cabinets in the condition and all of that. But we always try and look at the difference between new, because if your countertops and all that are off, it's not that bad to pull those cabinets out, investigate that cost, and check into the warranties and the lasting value on that cabinet replacement versus refacing. You know, for that, that's kind of what I'd recommend there. But as far as the countertops and the different costs and everything, you know, Stone Trends can definitely help you out. And you could go in there and see they have a full slab showroom. It is a really great showroom, and they can talk to you about a lot of the different types. And do you have any quick offhand things, Matt, that, you know, to yes. her question on those countertop prices?
Yes. Quartz is different than granite, which is yeah. different than solid surface, and so on and so forth. Her question was, do they perform differently? Yes, they absolutely do. The quartz Cambria is a completely non-porous product. There is absolutely no maintenance with it, and it comes with a full lifetime warranty. You simply don't get that with any other natural product, including some of the other quartz brands on the market. Does that answer?
Does that help you out?
I'm having trouble hearing him, so I'm going to hang up and just listen to the radio, okay?
Okay. Absolutely.
I know
no problem.
Delay, so I should hear the answer when I turn the radio back on.
Sure. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
No problem. Appreciate the call. Great, great question for that. And do you want to kind of repeat that so maybe she could hear it on?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, Cambria, what kind of those differences are in those types?
Cambria is a quartz product. It's up to 93% natural quartz. Quartz is the component of the product that actually makes it hard. It's also found in granite and as well as other products. Cambria at 93%, it's nearly twice as hard as most of the granites that we work with, which are about 40 to 60% composition, and among other minerals and even heavy metals within them, but they're also porous. Cambria quartz is completely non-porous and therefore no maintenance. It comes with a lifetime warranty, not just limited, yeah. but a lifetime warranty, and it's transferable, so you could actually pass that along to the next homeowner.
Yeah, that's a big thing with mm-hmm. the transferable, because, you know, it's something I talk to people about all the time, where not all warranties are transferable, and a lot of these companies are basing their warranties, calling them lifetime, but basing them on the fact that the average person lives in their house for 7 years.
Yeah.
So they're like, you know what, it's gone in 7 years anyways. Now, maybe some people make it to 15, and maybe some it's gone in two. You know, so it's kind of like they're playing those odds on, do we really get that call back, or do we really have to, you know, do something about it if we do, you know, because people just don't stay in their homes as long as they used to.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it makes it tough on us in remodeling a little bit, as far as, you know, people are like, well, I really want to keep this economical. Well, I'm based on lasting value. You know, you're delivering a product for yourself here with your company that's, you know, lifetime,
yeah,
truly lifetime transferable. You know, we're based on you're staying there a very, very long time, and not a lot of people are. So they're trying to find shortcuts and save money and, you know, all this other stuff. So there are different products that do that for people, that, not that they're bad, but they have their life expectancy. It's mm-hmm. like a car or anything else. Everything has some sort of life expectancy. And, you know, how far you buy up that food chain is, you know, what I'm always telling everybody is how far you're buying into that life expectancy and,
yeah,
you know, what you get out of it. So where can the listeners find you, contact you guys, and, you know, see everything about you?
Well, online, we're at stonetrendsllc.com. You could find our physical address and our facility out in the valley in Chesterfield.
Okay.
Right over by the airport there. It's about 65,000 square foot, so plenty to look and see. And you're welcome to come in for an appointment. You're welcome to just walk in and take a look around. If you just want to see what we have to offer, we're more than happy to show you.
Yeah. And I did see on the website, too, that they can schedule a tour.
Exactly.
Of not just like an appointment to pick out countertops and stuff like that, but just a tour of the facility to see what's really happening. Because you're literally manufacturing this there.
Yeah, on site. You're exactly
doing all the work right there on site. So it's not like what a lot of people see with some granites and some other types are. You go out and you're going to a supplier.
Mm-hmm.
And you're picking out off of little blocks that they've broken off with a hammer or stuff like that. Or you're walking, you know, out into this giant place, thumbing through, you know, slabs. It does get extremely difficult to pick out a slab, you know.
And it becomes frustrating, too, for some folks when they don't really know what they're looking at and they don't have an advocate like myself to kind of explain to them the differences in the different products that they're looking at. Or how it could best be utilized in their particular project. So
yeah, absolutely. And they also don't get to see how it's cut and
mm-hmm.
and finished
and the process,
all those
exactly.
things, because it doesn't even happen there. It gets shipped
right
off to a different building, and
we do nothing cookie cutter. Every part that comes out of our factory is custom fabricated for the application it's intended. And so we go through many paces and many, many different steps in production, including digital templating, CNC manufacturing. But even with those, we also put the human touch on it. We go over every square inch of every top that we do to ensure that it's proper and ready to be installed for a lifetime of use.
Absolutely, yeah. See, that's what Mosby, that's the kind of thing, you know, we share in common, and in what Mosby's really, you know, just theoretically based about lasting value and, you mm-hmm. know, getting it right and doing the right service and the right things for the clients and educating them so they know everything that's happening. And you can walk through and you can get to see all of that. And I've done that with you guys, and it's a pretty fabulous thing to see. It is really neat to see, you know, how all that's done and all the people working and, you know, how it's coming together and everything. It really is a cool thing to go through and see. I would strongly suggest it for everybody. And it'll definitely make you feel good about what's happening and, you know, have a comfort level of, oh, I know exactly what they're doing now and what they're going through to do it. And you know, unlike my neighbor this isn't really a task where you can just have, like, I got a couple buddies that do this, or, you know, you get this stuff delivered and you have 3-4 guys help you out with it. This is, this takes a lot to happen, people.
It does.
You know, it's not like, I'm going to get 6 buddies and pour some concrete and hopefully a couple of them are good finishers. You know, it just doesn't work that way. And so it really takes the proper setup and everything. You know,
the right technology, the right personnel and experience. And even we, as long as we've all been doing this, and many of our people are career-long employees, we still learn every day as well. There's constantly new products. There's constantly new challenges.
Yep. So we're going to get into a hard break here. I want to tell Steve, we'll get to you after this break, and we will also get to my ride-at-home hack. After this break, this is one you're definitely going to want to hear. All right, we're back and we're halfway through this. So I invite everybody, get with us like Steve here. Give us a shout. Anything you have interest in countertops, we've got it going on for you today. Give us a call, 314-241-9797. So I'm going to keep the suspense up on my hack a little bit, and I'm going to go to Steve. And we'll get through his question pretty quickly, and we'll get to that. Steve, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you for accepting the call.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for calling.
Yeah, I just have a couple questions, and I'm sorry it's not on countertops. It's on, are you guys being represented at the St. Charles Convention Center, the home show that's going on?
Are you talking about for Mosby Building Arts or for Stone Trends?
Yes.
For Mosby Building Arts, we will not be at the St. Charles Home Show. Mosby doesn't really attend the home shows any longer. What we've started doing, and I talk about these, you know, sometimes on the radio, is we do different seminars, like one a month throughout the year, on different topics for people. So if you want to get in and meet us and learn about some different stuff, and you can even pick the seminar that's best for you. We do pretty much a seminar every month for probably 8 to 10 months out of the year. And so there's always information on our website about that. Our next seminar is actually April 27th, and it's on, it's out at Topgolf. And it's a kitchen seminar, so it'll be our kitchen designers, and they'll be going over kitchen design and different stuff like that. You can come out and talk to us about anything after that, too, because we'll have some of our consultants and stuff like that out there to answer some questions along with the designers. That's, Steve, that's probably other than my radio show, that's probably the best way to get to Mosby Building Arts and meet us and really learn about what Mosby does is one of these seminars.
Okay. Well, what I was actually considering is adding a sunroom onto my new house. So that's why I was curious if you were going to be there at all for that. But that's really all I have.
Sure. No, absolutely. I appreciate the call and the question, and you actually helped me get my thing about the seminar out there for everybody. So it was a great prompt, too, because I was still needing to do that sometime during this show here. So I appreciate it. Hopefully we'll see you at one of those seminars, all right?
I'm sure I will be there. Thank you.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. And for Steve, too, and for everybody else out there, you know, we can come out, and we definitely do, you know, sunrooms and additions and things like that. And I invite anybody just to give us a call, 314-909-1800. We'd be glad to come out and have a conversation with you on doing something like that. And Steve, just let them know at the office that you talked to me on the air and everything and where you heard it. And they'd be love to set you up with myself or somebody to come out and talk to you about that again, or you could try callmosby.com on our website, or just call the office, 314-909-1800. And again, that seminar is April 27th. It's on kitchens. It's at Top Golf. The only thing we want to make sure that we put out there to everybody is it does not include golf. And on a Saturday, if you're thinking about going and you want to play golf afterwards, it's a lot of fun. I love that place. I've done it a couple times. Make a reservation, hold a spot, because on a Saturday, it will be hard to get a spot, or it will take an hour, 2 hour wait, you know, to get a spot after it. So it's Saturday the 27th, starts at 10:30. Doors will open up around 10, and it'll be a great seminar on everything kitchens. So you get to meet our designers and everything else. So check us out online and get registered for that seminar. So, but what I want to get into here, because it ties in a lot with this all about this countertop thing, and I think it'll bring in good conversation with my buddy Matt here on why these countertops are so great. But this is Rich's Right at Home Hacks, and last week we did one on about how everything was as good as its base. And if you want to hear any of these, I've been doing them every week. You can go back on 97.1 News Talk's website, and you can find those past episodes, and you can go back and, you know, re-listen to some of these. So if you hear it and you forget something, or you want to go back and hear one that maybe you saw on my social media but didn't get to hear it on the radio, you can go back and listen to them at that website. But for today, it's a kind of an age-old question that's been up for at least 10 years or so about radon and radiation in granite countertops, and it put a lot of fear into people. And, you know, I still occasionally get that question about, you know, is there radiation that comes out of these countertops, and how can I be reassured? And I get a lot of food preparation too, where they're like, well, if they say it's not enough radiation to matter, and these are such low levels, but should I prepare food and stuff on it? Because just radiation, just the word, scares the dickens out of people, mm-hmm. right? So really, you know, the big concern in that, so if that's a concern, or if that's been keeping you from getting new countertops because you're kind of fearful, and I've talked to plenty of people that have, so this is what you really need to know. We got the answer for you in this natural quartz surface by Cambria. So this stuff has been tested. I read through some stuff online. It was tested by the New York State Department of Public Health. It's been researched by scientists at this inorganic and nuclear chemistry at Wadsworth Center. I have no idea what that is, but just nuclear chemistry, they got to be smarter than
Sounds
I
like
am.
Tech, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So Cambria does not off-gas, no emissions, anything of any sort at all.
Correct.
There's no chemical sealants. There's no petroleum-based, you know, protectants in it of any sort. In short, no VOCs.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's like, oh, I want the paint, the no VOC, the this and that, and this is what this does. And for food prep, if people are worried about this, so this has been, Cambria has been certified by the NSF International. I have no idea. I kind of looked at them. They test absolutely everything. This stuff is safe for food preparation. It talks about children and schools. If it's safe for that, it's safe for your home. It's safe for what you're doing. So if you know, I know there's people out there that's had this fear, and you can let that go and you know, head over to Stone Trends and look at this Cambria. It is some really, really beautiful stuff. So, and if any of this, you know, conversation strikes a chord with you and you get to thinking like, wow, I was fearful of that. You know, you have any questions for me or Matt on these countertops, give us a shout today. We got a little bit of time this segment. We got one segment left after it. We're going fast. 314-241-9797. So Matt, and so what I wanted to get into also was kind of the design of this man-made stuff in this Cambria and some of this, because we used to have a lot of conversations about how the man-made stuff is more, it's like a pattern.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's good for some people. And I've advised for years and until recently, or until the past few years, you kind of look at it and you go, well, if you like natural looking stuff and if you like free flowing and waving, you probably want to go towards granite. And if you want the countertop by the sink and the countertop on the island to match perfectly and have the exact same pattern, you probably want to go to like a Cambria or quartz, something like that, that will actually be man-made and give you that. But now they've changed all that, right?
They've changed the game.
They have changed the game tremendously, and it's totally changed that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
So you can get that other look with all the benefits of the Cambria and the man-made and the non-porous and non-sealing and all of that, right?
That's correct, yeah. A lot of the older generations in Cambria, as well as any other quartz on the market, were pretty modeled and patterned, like you said. So they were quite boring in comparison to natural stones. But it's also come a long, long way. The majority of the customers that we work with anymore have a difficult time telling the difference between a natural quarried stone and the man-made quartz slabs.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. Yeah. And it was exciting. It was probably almost more exciting for me than probably a lot of our designers, because the designers could get that look out of granite.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I'm always that construction guy and that specialist trying to say, get as far into maintenance-free. Nothing's maintenance-free, but, you know, it all needs something, or it needs cleaned or something. You know, they call vinyl siding maintenance-free, but you get the mildew on it, you got to power wash it.
Right.
There's things to do to everything, and you're going to prep food on your countertop. Well, then your maintenance is you're going to have to clean it. You know, so there is some sort of maintenance to everything, but, you know, I'm always encouraging that lasting value, like I'm talking about, get as far up on that food chain as you possibly can so that you don't, you know, have to seal your granite every year or 6 months or whatever, all this different stuff. And so I want to lean that way, but then I would have clients that would, oh, but I love this pattern and the look and the designs and, you know, all the cool stuff that granite does. So for me, it was like really cool that now you can get, you know, some really cool countertops. Like, so I had a big one out in Chesterfield you guys were a part of, and it looks like a marble. It's like white with the gray, mm-hmm. you know, running through it, the veins, all that stuff running through it.
It's called Britannica.
Yes. Yeah. And it is, you know, the pictures of this kitchen are all over online and stuff. And if you want to see something like that, you certainly, you know, check out our website or check out, you know, Stone Trend's website here. To see some of these different things you can get, but it is awesome looking, and you would never know, you know, it does. It's got those free flowing. It looks natural.
Yeah.
It's really cool.
Fun project that one was.
Yeah, that one was. And you know, another thing that we do sometimes that you guys really and a lot of people don't see a lot is that waterfall edge I was talking about, where
mm-hmm.
you know, send that quartz down the side of the cabinets down to the floor. If you haven't seen this or thought of this, it is, to me, it's the coolest looking countertops that exist.
And we have several on display in our showroom if folks want to get a look at different applications and different uses in just that way.
Yep. And that's really cool. So, and like we said, you got the full slab showroom so they can see
mm-hmm.
large pieces. So it's not just little bitty squares, things like that you're trying to look at. You can literally see full pieces that are used and everything, and you've got them all there. So it's a really cool thing. So I think for now, if you've got anything for us, I want to try and drum up the phones a little bit more. 314-241-9797. We're getting here. We're getting into our last segment. Stick with us. More all about these countertops. I think we got great information for you. All right. We are back. I got Matt Nix with me here from Stone Trends, a trade partner of Mosby Building Arts that does all of our Cambria countertops, and we do a ton of that in our kitchen, all our kitchens, and all our clients absolutely love it. If you have any questions about that, this is the last chance to get in. 314-241-9797. Give us a shout. But I do have something I want to touch on, because I've heard different people say different things and about how hot of a pot. Like, you can take a pot of boiling water and just take it right off the range, just set it right on, you know, to a, you know, solid surface countertop like that. Mm-hmm. And I've even heard that, you know, Cambria, it could be hotter than granite and some different things like that. And I think I experienced a little bit of this last Thanksgiving when my mother-in-law took a glass pan, you know, one of these glass Corningware type dishes, mm-hmm. out of the oven, and she set it on my countertop on a towel that was wet.
Mm.
And it was cold wet.
Yeah.
And okay, we were not eating the green bean casserole that day because this thing blew up. It shattered into a million pieces, and it was quite the ordeal, you know, at the Orris household here, yeah. for Thanksgiving. And so thermal shock is kind of what we're talking about. And you were talking, when we were talking on the phone earlier this week, about how you maybe still wouldn't, even though people say that, maybe recommend set something down first because of thermal shock. Can you explain that real quick and what happens?
Yeah, that seems to be kind of the test for a lot of folks between granites and quartz and so on. The fact of the matter is you're not going to necessarily hurt the countertop with regard to the polish, which I think is what a lot of folks are kind of interested in knowing. What you can do is you can crack the top, whether that's a quartz, a granite, a limestone, a marble, and so on and so forth. And the reason is, and you touched on it, is due to thermal shock.
Yeah.
You can't take a cold stone, put something very hot in just one place, and then have the surrounding area heat up to match that same temperature evenly.
Yeah.
Okay. And that's the thermal shock, and basically, and that's what could cause a crack. But again, you're not going to necessarily hurt its polish. You're not going to hurt the face usually. But so we do. We recommend, yeah. you know, it's a healthy investment. And we've put a lot of work into it. We want to make it just perfect for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And we want it to last as long as possible. So, trivets, hot pads, and what have you. Now, all that being said, I am personally guilty of doing precisely that. I have not had any issues to this point.
Yeah, yeah. So. But yeah, it's just something to think about. And they make those little thin, you know, hot pad things mm-hmm. now that are just so easy and they're so thin. And, you know, so yeah, it's just a good idea for kind of like that general maintenance. Everything has its maintenance. Just throw one of them down before yeah. you set a totally hot pot on it. Completely, absolutely makes sense. But so we have a call coming in from Jeremiah the Plumber. Interesting name, Jeremiah the Plumber. What do you have going on for us?
Oh, not too much, guys. I just wanted to touch base on, I get a lot of clients of mine that call and they're doing a remodel, a kitchen remodel, and I thought this would be the perfect question for you guys. A lot of the kitchen remodels I do are the higher-end countertops, and they'll have undermount sinks under them, and then they'll want me to come in either the same day or the very next morning to hang the garbage disposal and attach all the waste arms and the plumbing and whatnot. And I usually tell them that I don't believe we can do that right away because a lot of the undermount sinks have the epoxy are attached to the bottom of the cabinets. And so I typically tell them they may want to check with their countertop people to find out how long they should wait before we attach anything to hang from that sink. And I was just curious, what do you guys recommend as far as a timeline on that?
Yeah, that's a great question. Go ahead, Matt. What do you guys
recommend? Yeah, that really is. And a lot of companies will epoxy, they'll silicone, they'll Bondo block up these sinks to these countertops. We do not do that. In fact, the moment that we are leaving the site, you are effectively ready to install the plumbing, the disposal, and really add the weight to it. And what we do, though, is we don't use the epoxy. The only silicone we use is actually to seal the bead between the sink and the countertop itself in case the sink overflows. It's not spilling into the cabinet. We actually drill anchor holes into the stone itself. Compression fittings, and then we actually screw to those. So once we've installed it, it will not move.
Gotcha. Yeah. See, I've had several that have the epoxy blocks in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, somebody's hung a garbage disposal, and then they want me to come back and epoxy the sink back up because now it's pulled itself off, and the homeowner didn't know there was a wait time, and So, but it's good to know that you guys actually have a mechanical connection for that sink bowl to the top itself.
Yep, exactly.
And then, so on the dishwasher brackets, how would you guys do the dishwasher brackets? I deal with are the little flimsy, and they just kind of go from cabinet to cabinet on the sides, but they don't actually attach to the countertop.
That is one way to do it, and it really depends on the dishwasher, and I'm sure you found that out. You know, some of them mount to the top, which that's effective that way, other ones to the side, and so on and so forth. But as far as the strap, which you mentioned there, yeah, we do use that if it's appropriate. We also use epoxied fittings that essentially are interchangeable, so you can move around the dishwasher and loosen it and these kinds of things. But the straps we have found have been the most effective, foolproof way to handle that.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's always nice to have a good mounting. Mm-hmm. And I don't mind the side mounted, just I get nervous every time I get drilled to the side of a countertop or a cabinet face.
Finished cabinet, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Yeah, and I've seen my share of issues with those sinks with the blocks, too.
Yeah.
And changing an undermount sink later has got to be a different circumstance the way you guys do it as opposed to those blocks and the epoxy.
It is, and there's a lot of companies that do come and go, and we do get calls, and we handle where we can issues for customers that have had sinks hung like that. We'll come out and take care of those issues and...
Well, that's good to know.
It is. It is. In some cases where we have damages to sinks, like you just mentioned, it is generally possible, depending on cabinet sizes and a few other parameters, to actually replace these sinks. But what a lot of folks should really keep in mind is once a sink cutout is made, it's made very specifically for that particular model sink. Yeah. So they're not really interchangeable if you want to go from stainless to composite and so on.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Yep.
That's good to know. Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate the input today, sure. And I got to get to some code corrections, so we'll talk to you guys later.
All right. Hey, keep the codes right. All right. I love it. Thanks, Jeremiah the plumber on the line there. That was totally awesome. So we're down to our last minute, so I want to thank you very much, Matt, for coming on.
You.
And, man, had a great time, great subject, great topics for what you do, for what I do, and you know, working together with all that. I want to thank everybody that called in, and I'm gonna draw out of the hat right here. And we got Steve. Steve is our winner for the Stefanina's gift card. And stay tuned for Priscilla's All Around the Yard, and I will talk to everybody next week.
Get more at 971talk.com.